So let's review. The Mishnah discussed the halacha of Shani Kayin, Shani Levi, She'ini ben Grusha, She'ini ben Chalutza, Hare Eilu Baturin. If the Teveya adjured the Eidim for a non-monetary claim, the Eidim are Potemi Karbon because She'in HaKos Medaber Eilu Betfiyas Maman. The Eidim are Chayiv Bekarbon for Shvuas HaEidus only if it was for a monetary claim. The Gemara proceeds with four possible sources for this halacha. Rav Eliezer says the source is a Mamatzinu, a comparison from Shvuas HaPikadon. Nemar Kan Oyin, the Nemar Lahalon Oyin. The pasuk here of Shvuas HaEidus mentions the word oy several times. V'hu eid oyro oyoda. And the pasuk of Shvuas HaPikadon mentions the word oy several times. Oy v'tzumas yod, oy v'gezel, oy v'ashrik. Ma'al ha'alan enim adaba ela b'tviyas mamon. Avkan enim adaba ela b'tviyas mamon. Just like Shvuas HaPikadon refers only to monetary claims, so to Shvuas HaEidus applies only to mamon. And although regarding Ritzeach and Saita, the pasuk also mentions oyin, and they apply to non-monetary issues, the Gemara explains, Donin oyin sheyesh imon shvua ve'einim oyin kayin, mi oyin sheyesh imon shvua ve'einim oyin kayin. Eidus and Pekadon are also similar in that both require a shvua and both do not involve a kayin. However, Ritzeach does not require a shvua and Saita involves a kayin. And although Shvuas Bitoy also has these three similarities and applies to non-monetary issues, nevertheless, we derive Eidus from Pekadon and not from Bitoy because Hanach Nefishin, Eidus shares more similarities with Pekadon than it does with Bitoy. Bekiva says the source for Tfiyas Mammon is in the pasuk that refers to the Chiv Karbon of Shvuas HaEidus. V'hoyi ki yeshem la'achas me'ela. The word me'ela implies yesh me'ela shu chayiv, yesh me'ela shu pater. The Eidim are liable only for some claims, but not for all claims. And as the Gemara explains, Rabbi Kiva oyin de Rabbi Laza samach. Rabbi Kiva agrees with Rabbi Eliezer that the source for Tfiyas Mammon is through the Mamatzinu from Pekadon to Eidus. But Rabbi Kiva adds, yesh me'ela shu chayiv, yesh me'ela shu pater. The Eidim are liable only for some Eidus Mammon, but not for all Eidus Mammon. And there are two possible distinctions between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Kiva. Eke benayu meshbia Eidei karka, whether Eidim are liable for an Eidus regarding land. Rabbi Eliezer chayavin, Rabbi Kiva peturin. Or eke benayu Eidei knas, whether Eidim are liable for an Eidus regarding knas. Rabbi Eliezer chayavin, Rabbi Kiva peturin. Yitzhak Lili says the source for Tviyas Mammon is in the pasuk of Shvuas HaEidus. V'hu eid oyra oyada. The words oyra oyada teach that the chiv karbon of Shvuas HaEidus applies only to Eidus that can be both b'ri'iyah b'lo yediyah, by merely seeing without knowing, and b'yediyah b'lo ri'iyah, by merely knowing without seeing. And only Tviyas Mammon fits this category, and that ri'iyah b'lo yediyah ketzad. Mana manisilach b'fnei pleinu pleinu yavoyu pleinu pleinu b'yidu. The Eidim witnessed the Teveya giving money to the Nitva, but did not know what it's for, even though they only saw the transaction, but they did not know that this money was a loan, it might have been a gift. Nevertheless, their Eidus can affect payment if the Nitva agreed to pay the Teveya if he provides Eidim who merely saw the transaction. And Yediyah b'lei Ri'iyah ketzad, mana haidisa li b'fnei pleinu pleini, yevoyu pleinu pleinu v'yidu. The Eidim witnessed the Nitva admit to the Teveya that he owes money. Even though they only know of the loan but did not see the actual transaction, their Eidus can affect payment. Shimon says the source for Tviyas Mammon is through Gzeirah Shavah from Pekadon. The pasuk of Shvuas HaEidus states, V'nefesh kisechata. And the pasuk of Shvuas HaPikadon states, Nefesh kisechata. Ma'al lahalan einim adaba ela b'tviyas mammon, afkan einim adaba ela b'tviyas mammon. Just like Shvuas HaPikadon refers only to a monetary claim, so to Shvuas HaEidus applies only to mammon. The Brisa mentions, however, that Rabbi Shimon initially attempted to derive the source for Tfiyas Mammon first through a Mamatzinu, and then through a Kal Vachomer, but then they were both refuted as follows. B'Mamatzinu, Chayv Kan v'Chayv B'Pikadon. Both Shvuas HaEidus and Shvuas HaPikadon are similar, in that one is liable to bring a carbon for a false Shvua. Therefore, Ma'la Halan in a Medaba Ela B'Tfiyas Mammon, Av Kan in a Medaba Ela B'Tfiyas Mammon. V'Oid Kal Vachomer, Ma'a P'Pikadon Sh'asa Bein Noshim Kan Noshim, K'raibim K'rachikim, P'sulim K'ksherim, V'chayv HaKol Achas V'Achas, B'fnei Bezen V'Shalei B'fnei Bezen, Ein a Medaba Ela B'Tfiyas Mammon. P'Pikadon is more stringent than Eidus in four ways, and that Shvuas HaPikadon applies even to women, relatives, and those who are Pasul HaEidus, and one brings multiple Karbonos for each Shvuas HaPikadon that was inside Bezden, and nevertheless P'Pikadon has the leniency that applies only to Tfiyas Mammon. Then Eidus Shalei Osa B'Noshim Kan Noshim, K'raibim K'rachikim, P'sulim K'ksherim, V'Nechayiv Al Achas B'Fnei Bezden, Ein Adin Shalei Medaba El B'Tfiyas Mammon, then certainly Eidus, which is more lenient than Pekadon, in that a Shvuas Eidus does not apply to women, relatives, and to those who are Pasul Eidus, and one brings only one carbon from multiple Shvuas Eidus that were inside Bezden, certainly Eidus applies only to Tfiyas Mammon. But then Reb Shimon refuted both the Mamatzinu and Kal Vachomer because Mal Bekadin Shekin Le'asa Bei Mushbek and Nishbo Umezes Kishagig. Perhaps only Bekadin has the leniency of Tfiyas Mamon because Bekadin is more lenient that one is not liable if the Shavu is Mepi Achem or Bemezet. Taimah Be'edis Shekin Le'asa Bei Mushbek and Nishbo Umezes Kishagig. Whereas Edis does not have the leniency of Tfiyas Mamon because Edis is more stringent in that one is liable even if the Shavu was Mepi Achem or Bemezet. And therefore Reb Shimon brought the source from the Gzeres Shava of Edis and Bekadin. The Gemara concludes that once we have the Gzeres Shava, the halacha changes in that regarding Pekadin, Azabei Mushbe Kenishba. One is liable even if the Shavu was Mepi Acherim, because there is a Gzeres Shava from Edus. But nevertheless, regarding Shavuos HaPekadin, Lo Azabei Mezik HaShagik, one is not liable for a Shavuos HaPekadin that was made intentionally, because Memeila Gamala, there is a Gzeres Shava from Meila. The Pasuk of Shavuos HaPekadin states, Nefesh Kisechet Amol Amal Bashem, and the Pasuk of Meila states, Nefesh Kisimol Mal. Therefore, just like regarding Me'ilah La'asa by Mezik Yishaygig, one is only liable B'shaygig ben Abimezid, so to regarding Pekadin La'asa by Mezik Yishaygig. And we derive Pekadin from the Gezer Shava of Me'ilah, but not from the Gezer Shava of Edus, because Hanach Nefishin, Pekadin shares more similarities with Me'ilah than it does with Edus. But nevertheless, regarding Shavuosa Edus, also by Mezik Yishaygig. And we do not derive that B'mezid Pata through the Gezer Shava from Pekadin, because Lahachi Kasv Rachman L'Edus Gabi Shavuos Bitoi Begabi Tumas Mikdash HaKadashav Dibikula Nema Ben Benelam Vekam Loi Nema Ben Benelam. The Torah purposely plays the Psukim of Shavuos Edus together with Shavuos Bitoi and Tumas Mikdash HaKadashav to highlight the fact that regarding the other two, the Pasuk does mention the word Benelam, while regarding Shavuos Edus, the Pasuk does not mention the word Benelam. This must be to teach that regarding Shavuos Edus, Chayv Al HaMezik HaShagig, one is liable to be mezid, even though there was no Halama.